This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Senator Michael Bennett is pushing to protect the Colorado River and how much water is used. He says everyone dependent on the river knows the stakes are high.
Sometimes progress requires people to have that, you know, that sense of shared understanding. That was not around 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It is here today, and that's why I think this is not just, you know, silly optimism.
Congress has provided funding for river projects, but states have failed to agree on how to achieve necessary water usage cuts. Denverites and Colorado Springs residents are voting for their next mayors today. Incumbents in both cities are stepping down due to term limits. Other important races include city council seats and Denver city auditor. Polls and ballot drop-offs close in a little under an hour at 7 o'clock. There is no in-person voting for the Colorado Springs election. Ballots must be returned at an official county drop box. Vanessa Barton of Colorado Springs chose to return her ballot to a drop box downtown rather than relying on snail mail.
It was easier than putting a stamp on it and kind of hoping that it makes it to the right space. I wanted to make sure it actually got into the ballot box and my vote counts.
Voters will choose a new mayor and several new city councilors in Colorado Springs. There's also a ballot measure regarding a sales tax supporting trails and open space there. Head to krcc.org to find a drop box near you and read about the candidates and issues in a voter guide. And for information and results in Denver's elections, come to denverite.com. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.